Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Let's get into the question of the day. What are some of your sports hypocrisies? 713-572-4610. That is the number to text. Inspired by the fact that the Texans will be in Nashville facing off against the Tennessee Titans, and that reminded me of that one time that Andre Johnson, the legend of himself, like the legend that he is, I don't want to say cemented legendary status, but just added another portion to his lore, that one time that he whooped Cortland Finnegan's ass for talking too much. Yeah. Oh, man. Love that day. Love that day so much.
Yes.
And that's a
real beef, too. He said he probably wouldn't even speak to him if he saw him
to this day. Remember he was talking about to that drop day. That you had?
Yeah.
Like he saw him at a club or something?
Yeah, he said he probably just walked past him.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
That's a real beef.
But I always look at players that fight in their uniforms, and like especially when the helmet's on. Now, I will give Andre credit. He did try to take that. He took that helmet straight off. But I'm always just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, there was one this past weekend.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here?
Punched him right in the side of the helmet.
Posting up with the helmet on. Yeah. Like, what you going to hit?
Exactly.
Andre did it, and I was like, bravo. Just beautiful. You love this. This is art.
Not only is that a sports hypocrisy, because as you mentioned earlier, if anybody else does that, you're like, what are you doing, man? You know, but not only is it hypocrisy, if it happened today, the reaction might be different.
Dude, they would be talking about him being banned from the NFL.
Yes. Honestly, if it happened today with Andre Johnson, I think you get away with it. I think one of the contexts of that was,
man, I don't know.
Andre, like one of the things that made it very clear that Andre was in the right here is that we know who Andre Johnson is. He not really talking to nobody. Like Andre ain't bothering nobody.
See, I would think that, but I know this is more on a serious note, but when Myles Garrett had his deal with Mason Rudolph.
That's him, Mason Rudolph. That's a really good example.
He did throw the helmet. He did swing the helmet. So I get that part. But this Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett don't be hurting nobody.
No.
And they wanted him banned from the NFL.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. Because Myles Garrett is just universally loved. That's not his character.
A guy that got punched in the face and didn't do anything. Punched in the face in the streets.
Yeah.
And didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so and they wanted him out of the NFL.
So what's your sports hypocrisy where it shouldn't be, but it is?
Mine, I love the city of Pittsburgh. I've been there a couple times to the point I thought about moving there. I'm like, I can see myself living here. It's only 3 hours away from Cleveland.
Yeah.
I would never, ever wear black and yellow, let alone root for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And you're not even I know you grew up in Cleveland, your people, Browns people. You're not even a Browns fan, but you're just like, I can't.
I just hate Pittsburgh, man.
Teams.
Yeah, the teams. I hate black and yellow, man. I don't even like the Wiz Khalifa song, black and yellow. I just can't do it,
man. The city's great. The stadiums are great. The restaurants are great. The airport is one of the best airports in America. But I'm with you. The Pittsburgh teams, I'm just, nah.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is they be having some great players that I would take any one of them players outside of Big Ben.
Yeah.
But I would take every one of their players, but just for them playing in Pittsburgh, I'm just like, nah.
Do you have another one?
Well, I wanted to read this one because I also agree with it from the 512. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is my hypocrisy.
And here's the thing.
I love Peyton Manning.
You remember the time period, because it feels like in any sport, you got to have the, you know, who's the greatest? Do you take this guy? Or who's your guy? This guy or that guy? Mm-hmm. I was very strongly a Peyton Manning over Tom Brady guy.
I was. Well, I don't know if I was that far, but
I was very strongly on close. That side.
I was not.
I was very strongly on that side. And yeah, he was just out here killing the Texans.
The city of Nashville. I mean, it's not even an hour and a half flight, man. You can get to Nashville. You can go to the Opry. You can go to the, you know, all the strip there. I forget what it's called. The water.
What, Broadway? Is that what we're talking about?
Is it Broadway? Yeah, Broadway. It's just a beautiful, awesome city.
I need music, to visit there.
Live music, you know, just every, it's an awesome, awesome city. Hate their teams.
Sure. Well, I was like,
hate their teams and their owners.
How many teams do they got?
They got one.
Yeah, I was like, how many teams are they talking about?
They got
about
the
here?
Predators, don't they?
Yeah, they got the Predators.
Yeah, they do have the Preds. Yeah. They do have the Preds. Yeah. Don't the Preds be out there throwing fish on ice all the damn time?
Yeah.
What is wrong with them?
Shohei is my modern day Peyton, because I was always so torn when the Texans faced the Colts. Obviously, you want the Texans to win, but I was a Peyton fan. Now, obviously, he's a Dodger, but I'm a big Ohtani fan. Yeah.
All right. How about this from the 832? They say their sports hypocrisy. Loved them some LT, some Lawrence Taylor, and his possibly drug fueled aggression. Hated Mark Gastineau.
Well, he was a Jet. Oh, just New York in general. I got you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. 281, they said John Stockton would love if they were on my team, hate him to death. Yeah, I'm sorry. I respect where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Both of them Utah cats.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I never like anybody on YouTube. The only person, honestly, was Donovan Mitchell. And I'm like, bro, you should not even be there, man.
I don't think he wanted to be. He wants to be.
You should not be there.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good one. I feel like one of the ones that's rough, and you know what? Sometimes you just have to lean into that hypocrisy, especially when it deals with your team.
Mm-hmm.
I believe very strongly in the idea that nut punchers will never prosper. Like, you just out here kicking people in the junk, right, for no good reason. You shouldn't prosper. I do feel bad for Chris Paul. Like, Chris Paul is a habitual, not just nut puncher, but then also, like, he's the tattletale. Like, oh, he don't got his jersey tucked in. Yeah. Like, I should not respect that, except he's one of the greatest point guards that
best,
we've seen.
One of the best there's been.
I don't know how to make that dichotomy shake, but they both exist. 832, they said theirs is liking Dak Prescott but hating the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those players?
I'm kind of there. Yeah.
I'll take it a step further, and y'all might throw me out of here for this. I actually have no issue with the team, the Dallas Cowboys team.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with the fans. It's the fans that make me not like
that's
the team.
That's a whole other substack.
I have no issue with the Dallas Cowboys as a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Jerry Jones and all. Yeah, I can't get there with you. I will say this, and you reminded me of one. The University of Notre Dame. I've been there so many times back in my previous life covering college football, and every time I walked on that campus, I was like, awestruck, and the traditions, you know, and coming from A&M, I can relate, and the actual gold they put in their helmets, and it's just so freaking awesome. And I can't hate that team more. Okay, I can't hate that team more.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I mean, obviously I'm like that with Michigan, University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. But I have no issue with the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with the Tigers or the Lions and all that stuff. It's just that team. It's just Michigan.
What about the fight song?
I don't care
like their fight song.
Nah, that's one of the greats.
Ooh, that's one of those. I hadn't even thought about it. College football offers some really interesting situations where I know there's teams that I go, eh, and I hear the fight song, and I'm like,
you start tapping your toe.
You got me. You got me, you jerks. On the YouTube page. On the YouTube page, this is a really good one. Because I think a lot of people fall in line with this. Hated Brady on the Patriots, loved him on the Bucs.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of people that I can honestly say kept that same energy, right? However, I get there's a lot of people for whom that changed. Yeah. I would like to know why that is.
I think it was the Patriots' longevity of success. You know, the length of their success, you just had enough of it. Yeah. Mm.
Is that okay? How much of that is also them Boston sports fans going back to the sports fan?
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly,
just the arrogance and all of their damn teams winning something.
I quite enjoy this new iteration of Patriots, especially because Drake May is like, he looks
incredible. You know, that's so bizarre.
We'll talk about this a little bit more with Thursday Night Football.
I'm with you. I'm like, I like this guy. I love Mike Vrabel.
But
the Patriots again?
They were down bad for 4 years, and they're going to try and pretend like they was out down and out for a long time. Y'all had 4 years.
Try 23.
Right. Get out of my face with this. Ain't nobody worried about this. Yes. And then just the whole title town of it all. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't really love that. 713, Kobe. That's a good one.
That is a really good one.
Because I don't think I'm really in a place where I have a hypocrisy there. I just know. Then my take that I believe to be reasoned is never going to be one that I can reason with the people that absolutely love Kobe Bryant, because it's not about reason. It's about the way they feel. It's like, hey, every time y'all want to talk about the greatest of all time and y'all go LeBron, MJ, and then the Kobe fans want to slide him in there, no, he don't deserve to be here.
Yeah,
that's fine. We can talk. I love him. He's a great player. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do that. And, of course, that's not going to go over very well.
Not with the Kobe fans.
Oh!
That is a cult.
No, of course.
It is.
There are definitely some cults in here. And then 713, Eugene T.Y. Hilton, someone said.
Yeah.
Which, that one's is okay. I was about to say, is that any way worse than Peyton Manning? But there's no way. There's no way that that's worse than Peyton.
No.
Okay. Keep those coming in. 713-572-4610. Your sports hypocrisy. I feel like there's a lot of meat on the bone there if we really dug into the various different ways that those show up. But we got to move it along here on a Football Friday. And no better way to do that than to go around the NFL, where Thursday Night Football, kind of what we expected, and something I find very interesting, a little battle between the NFLPA and the NFL on report cards. We'll talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.